Welcome. We are broadcasting live from the mothership. You are tuned in and listening to Starseed Energy Radio with your host Jonah Bolt. Starseed Energy Radio, where you can always tune in to hear the colors and see the music. Starseed Energy Radio goes live in 3, 2, 1.
Like everyone else, you were born into bondage. Do you know what I'm talking about?
What's up, Star fam? Thanks for tuning in to Starseed Energy Radio, where you can always tune in on Friday nights at 11 p.m. to hear the colors and see the music. I am your host, Jonah Bolt. Today is Friday, June 3rd, 2011, and I hope you took the red pill. That was Take the Red Pill by DJ Infinity, a remix. And talking about the Matrix, taking the red pill, we're going to get into freedom tonight. That is going to be the focus of the show tonight because a lot of people are under the false impression of what freedom actually is. And within this last week myself, I've seen a lot of things that show me that we don't have freedom here in America. So we're going to talk about that and going down the rabbit hole and what exactly that means. A note on that, check out a awesome movie, What the Bleep, Down the Rabbit Hole. It talks about quantum physics and quantum mechanics and has some awesome stuff in there, so check that out. And also, before we get started, I just want to give a shout-out to all my Octorian, Palladian, Andromedian star family for supporting my show. It is only because of you guys and other people that the show has been so successful, so I want to give a shout-out to all you guys listening out there. And joining me on the show tonight, there is none other than VJ Cyber Pixie. And I'm real excited to have her on the show. She is one very enlightened being. And to have her here, we're going to talk about all sorts of things and getting about 2012, talking about electronic music, what she's currently up to on tour, and just dive into the real stuff that most people don't talk about, most people are afraid to talk about. We're going to get into that stuff on the show tonight, so definitely stay tuned. And again, tonight's focus is on freedom. What is it? And focus on really freedom for everyone, because as we get closer to 2012, the fear as well as the positiveness is also going to increase as we get closer to this shift. So that means that the more and more and more enlightened some people get and newer to these energies and closer to these energies, well, the more and more fearful some other people will are going to be reacting. And I've noticed that just myself in this last month of, you know, friends and family that are just, you know, they can't handle this stuff and they just want to keep their eyes focused straight ahead. So that's not what we're about. We all took the red pill listening to this show, I hope. And if you didn't, well, take the red pill, because down the rabbit hole is where we're all going. And it's an awesome rabbit hole to jump down. So I welcome you. And if you have any questions during the show, you could always call 888-815-9756. If we have time, which we probably won't, but if we have time, we'll try to take some callers at the end of the show. Now on to the news and updates. Why we go over the news and updates? Well, because enlightenment is to be aware of everything, including your world around you. So the news and what is going on is very important to me and I think to everyone, because to be aware is to be alive, especially in times like this. Now, starting off my weekend last Saturday after the show, this is just a personal story, something that really hit me. And I was outside just taking my dog out for a walk Saturday morning, and I heard like a voice, like a child's voice singing. And I walked to the end of my yard, and as I got closer, two houses over, there was a little girl singing at the top of her lungs. And I tried to quiet down, listen to what she was saying. And as I got closer and listened, she had an American flag at the front of her porch. This is up here in Asheville, North Carolina, up in the beautiful mountains. And she was screaming at the top of her lungs, "America, America, so beautiful, America," swinging the flag, just belting it out at 9 o'clock in the morning, Saturday morning. And it was beautiful until I looked up and I saw the chemtrails they were spraying. And I broke down crying, and because that is the false freedom that people think we have, is that there's people my age and above that are all around waving flags right now when the country's burning, when the world's burning. The world is shifting. You could take part in the world burning if you want to continue with fear and continue that route, or you could help save the world from burning by becoming enlightened and doing your own research and doing your own homework and Google the stuff we talk about in the show. Google this stuff, YouTube it, whatever it takes. But it's all truth and it's all fact. So these times are very important, as the breaking of the worlds are literally splitting. The fearful are going to continue being fearful and living in that manifestation of reality. And the enlightened are going to continue to awaken others and help others and spread truth. And that's why we're here. So that was just something that just really hit me, because that is the false freedom that most Americans are living under right now. Just that little girl, you know, if her parents were aware, she wouldn't be out there, you know, breathing in the chemtrails, because as she was doing it, they were spraying, and that stuff falls and it's in the air and you drive through it here. So that's the stuff that has to stop. Silence in the face of deception is consent. It's consent. And I put that up on the website. I put it up there for a reason. Silence in the face of deception is consent. Now, if you want to ignore everything, like most people, then that's fine. That's not what I'm about, or my generation, or what Starseeds are about. We're about action. We're on missions. We came here for a reason. This is why we're here. So silence in the face of deception is consent. Not on my terms, because if I see anything that's injustice or not truth or light, then I'm going to speak on it, because these are the times where things like that have to be brought to the table, where they can be exposed, because there's a new system coming into place. You have to play both sides of the field. You can't just be aware of all the good and then not know any part of the opposite side of the spectrum. It doesn't work like that. You can't radiate all this love if you've never really experienced all that pain. And it doesn't work. So the people living in this false impression or freedom that they have, It's really just that. It's a false impression of freedom that the government has created around you. And at the end of the show, I'm going to give you 32 signs that the entire world is being transformed into a futuristic Big Brother prison grade. So after CyberPix's interview, we'll jump into that. We'll give you 32 reasons just to show you the entire world is being transformed into a futuristic Big Brother prison grade. Moving on to the news, this is something talking about freedom that really came up and really also hit me this week hard because I had never seen this. And really, and this is the kind of stuff you got to get out. It was dancing at the Jefferson Memorial has become illegal. And people that went down there last weekend with their iPods on just danced. One couple hugged and kissed. They were thrown down, choked, knees on them, and arrested. That is a police state, okay? Our generation needs to know the realities of what's going on. Not only that, but we'll be talking to CyberPixie later on. We've all had our own disruptions with police and whatever, but recently they're really cracking down because they know the shift is happening. They're putting pressure, and these are the things you have to be aware of. You're not allowed to dance in the Jefferson Memorial. Are you kidding me? They arrested terrorist dancers? U.S. federal forces tackled and arrested terrorist dancers at Jefferson Memorial. Thomas Jefferson, the one of the founding fathers, whose quote was, "The care of human life and happiness and not their destruction is the first and only object of good government." He also said to his fellow citizens, "I believe that banking institutions are more dangerous to our liberties than standing armies." I agree. Maybe because Jefferson, who was probably high up and was high up on the food chain and probably knew some back-end things, probably knew that the institutions of financial systems and banking systems are run by global elites, which are run by reptilians or grays or dark forces. So if you want to get to the root of the problem with these things, get to the real root of the problem. Know who's running the banks. Know who's running the system. They're dark forces. They're not forces that are human. And that's the bottom line of information needs to get out. Why do you think David Icke and Alex Jones and Jesse Ventura have been kicking it about reptilians and truth and government conspiracies? And let me tell you, why do you think that no one has taken them out yet? Or why do you think they're still on the airs? If these government forces are all so powerful, which we all know they are, and you have voices like a David Icke exposing the reptilian influence of our society and the seeding of some of our society, and he's still walking around alive, well, I like to simplify things. Why can that be? Why can that be? Well, I would think it's because he's coming from a place of pure love and light and pure intent because he wants to just spread awareness. And I truly believe that if that is your intent and your intent is just to spread awareness about the truths of who we are and where we're going and where we came from, then you could take it all the way because that's what I'm doing. And that's what everyone else did. That's what all the free thinkers did. Martin Luther King and JF Kennedy. Before JF Kennedy died 10 days, he said he was going to expose the Illuminati. He was going to talk about the UFOs, the cover-up. We talked about it on the show. Roswell was just admitted. I mean, it's very simple if you simplify it. If you try to go down the rabbit hole and try to answer all these questions that come up, you're never going to find the answers because there's just more answers. You need to simplify things. And we're going to get into more of about the banking systems, which we've talked about before. Now, I'm going to give you just some headlines. We don't have much time, so I'm just going to give you the headlines, and you could look these headlines up yourself. But this is just something else talking about freedom. Obama regime threatens U.S. students with jail if they pray at a graduation. This was passed. There is a graduation going down in Texas. The judge said that if anyone says amen or prays or any reference to that at the graduation, they will be arrested. Arrested. Another a headliner, protesters take over finance ministry in Athens, Greece. Another one, Greece goers further into junk territory after Moody downgrades. Another, CIA warns Greece military coup possible as new EU bailout looms. Another, crisis in Spain warned could combine to make the perfect storm. Another, Europe's crisis stirs unrest in its eastern edge. Now, you look at all those and you're like, ah, it's a lot of bad stuff. I don't want to get into it. Let's just turn an eye. Well, all those things sort of play into each other, and this is something we talked about in the show last week. It's a new, quote-unquote, phrase that I heard called draconian austerity measures. It's a new term for me. I looked it up, and basically what the IMF, the World Bank, EU, what they do is, or what they did, was pump up companies on stimulus plans to try to, quote-unquote, save them from the recession. And then what they did is they, after that didn't work, they said, well, okay, well, we'll let you borrow whatever money you need, except you need to impose draconian austerity measures, which we talked about, which is raising taxes on the middle class, cutting pensions, cutting tax, all that stuff. It's basically breaking the economy almost twice as fast as them trying to break the stimulus plan. So now Spain, Greece, all these countries do not want these IMF, these world banking loans, and they're revolting. They don't want it. The people know that if they take on more debt, more money, it's just going to it's going to do exactly what it's been doing, weaken the economy. You see, the only way for a system to work, a self-sustainable system, is for us to get off the system entirely. Entirely meaning not dependent whatsoever on the system with any projects about self-sustainability or any projects about better sustaining our lives. It has to be done by us. It can't be dependent on the system. And it has to be implemented by the people, by the community. That's the only way things are going to get done. So these draconian austerity measures that are imposed now to countries to literally break them is what is being implemented all over the globe, and that's what's causing these riots. It's if you know that they're purposely trying to corrupt the system, the facts are on their website where they say this and they do the other. It's fact. Here's another another article I ran that had into draconian austerity measures, and this one deals with our own IP, the IP Protection Act. I don't know if anyone heard through that, but the IP Protection Act sailed through the Senate last week, and the IP Protection Act basically says that the government can block any IP address or take down any website if they feel there's any opposition to the government. It's basically a draconian anti-piracy censorship bill that passed the Senate committee. And in case the domain isn't registered or controlled by the U.S., they now have authority to shut it down. So if you're not registered your website with the U.S. or your content or registered with the search engines, they have the right now to remove you. And also remove you from the search engines of the website. And I spoke about this before. So that means that shows like this and other shows like this, which is a lot of them, will one by one by one be taken down if this gets passed. Last week was really a punch in the face to the American people, basically. Two different things happened last week. One of them I talked about, which was the President Obama signed the Patriot Act while he was in France with an auto sign. You know, meanwhile, they say Osama bin Laden is dead, but they just extended the Patriot Act. And then number two is the IP Protection Act, which they just dreamt through the Senate Judiciary Committee. I mean, these are our freedoms gone overnight. So shows like this, websites like this, if people don't stand up and say something and talk about this stuff, it's gone. And then how are people going to communicate? Telepathy? I mean, I'm learning to try how to do it, but not everyone knows how to do it yet. So it's going to take some time. So you know, these are the things to be aware of. These are things to be aware of. These are the things you need to really talk about, because the spirituality community can come to an end if this bill gets passed where everything's spiritual or not whatever they – quote-unquote, determine is good for the government, will be taken offline. So what do you think? Because you have a big show and a big following, that the government's not going to take your you know, coast-to-coast down? Or those are the shows they're doing this for. This is the stuff we need our fans and we need our following to help us out with. This is the stuff that's not going to continue us. So things to be aware of. Also, Japan, really quick, Japan, talking about Edgar Case, we talked about this on the show, it's getting worse over there. The March 11th earthquake has faded from the media, the nuclear contaminations are worse, there's three full meltdowns over there. That's dumping everything into the sea. It's at least 10 times worse than Chernobyl. And all the governments are just ignoring it around the world. So be aware of it. It's still out there. Be aware of the milk and different fruits you shouldn't be drinking. There's tons of information on the internet about this stuff. Just look it up. Talking back to the USA police state, this is an article that is – it doesn't surprise me, but nothing really surprised me anymore. But the DEA raids and IRS harassment continues on state-approved medical marijuana. Okay, and this is a new thing, and I've had friends that are all running to grow pot, and it's a big cool thing. Everyone can grow pot and sell it. Well, you know, big boy government came in. Big pharma eyes saw the profitability of cannabis, and basically what happened, they now have one of the largest lobbyist parties, and they have two main companies, GW Pharmaceuticals and Novartis. They both joined together and announced they had formed an alliance to license and market GW's Sativa. So basically what had happened is these two medical giants came together and said, okay, there's people now doing their own medical marijuana and they're making the money. That's not cool. Government needs the money or corporations need the money. So now they invented a synthetic type of sativa, which they will dominate the market with and sell. So all the people that are running to grow all their pot plants and all that cool stuff because they think it's cool – guess what? That's also on an ending route too. So if you want to stop that bill, go online, check it out. It's being, you know, this is stuff that's on naturalnews.com, activistpost.com. These are the websites you should be reading. I mean, the signs are all around. It is coming, people. It's coming. This is also another article. And this article blows my mind. They're trying to make it illegal to grow your own food. They're trying to make it illegal. There is a bill being passed right now that will make it illegal for organic food to be grown. I also found out this week, and you may not be aware of this, but many Western states, including Utah, Washington, Colorado, they have been outlawed from individuals collecting rainwater on their own properties. And they're also trying to push that in other states. So back up. We can't collect our own rainwater. The government has told us in some states that the water that falls from the sky is theirs and it's illegal. The government has told us we cannot dance at a memorial for Thomas Jefferson, the founding father of America, freedom of speech. It's illegal. Don't you see what's going on? Everyone's going to sit around playing video games, hanging out, going to clubs, and one day they're going to wake up and it's going to be really a shocker. You need to start taking action now. Little things you could do. We talk about them all the time on the show. It is coming, people. It is coming. You need to be aware of this stuff. That is just crazy. How does any self-sustainable community going to think they're going to build a self-sustainable community here in the U.S.? It's not going to happen. There is no government that is going to allow an implementation of a self-sustainable community unless it follows their rules and guidelines. That's why they're passing these laws. Because if you have a self-sustainable community, they're going to tell you the chemicals you need to put in your food because organic food is illegal. They're going to tell you where you can get your water from because you can't catch the water from the sky. Don't you people see what's going on? Here in Asheville, there must be 60, 70 self-sustainable groups. Well, everyone's spinning their wheels in a hamster wheel because if these laws get passed, which they're getting passed, none of that's going to get implemented. The system is not going to implement any new technologies unless they can make money. You want to grow algae and make biofuel out of it? That's a great idea. Let's make algae farms. It's not going to get implemented in the system because the governments and banks control the world. And unless they make money, it ain't going to be in the system. So the only way to do it is to stop using the system, go back to bartering, and get off the grid, period. And sooner or later, it's going to happen for us regardless. But it's better to do it by choice and make the preparations now because there's a lot of changes coming. And that's pretty much it on the you know, news and whatever. I always put this up on the website, starseedenergyradio.com, and you could always find the articles there, so check it out. Also, one last thing, and this is because I have a guest coming up about the Gulf Coast Syndrome. This is something that is probably one of the best hidden secrets I've ever seen in the country. It's because there's thousands of people that have been dying. There's doctors and nurses that have contacted my show that want to come on the show from these hospitals. That are talking about this, and this is a big cover-up. So check into that. Don't lose hope, especially people in Florida. You guys are getting sprayed all the time, man. You need to be aware of this stuff. So I just want to throw that out there as well. And that's pretty much it. At the end of the show, we'll go over, you know, the top 32 things to know that this entire world is being transformed. And with that, hang in there. I'm going to play another track. And coming on with me is Cyber Pixie. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this next track. We'll be right back with you.
Evolution, well, you know, we all want to change the world. But when you talk about destruction, don't you know that you can count me out? Don't you know it's gonna be all right? You say you got a real solution. Well, you know, we don't love to see the plan. You ask me for a contribution. Well, you know, we all do what we can. But if you want money for people with minds that hate, all I can tell you is, brother, you have to wait. All right. All right. All right.
And welcome back. You're tuning and listening to Starseed Energy Radio. And joining me on the show is Cyber Pixie. Just to give you a little bio on her, if you do not know who she is, you definitely need to look her up. She is the world's number one leading VJ. She has done work all over internationally. She's worked with Moby, Tiesto, Paul Van Dyke, Infected Mushroom. She's shared stages with pretty much all the major DJs. Deadmau5. She also headlined Lollapalooza 2009 with Jane's Addiction set. That was an 80,000 person all sensory mind warp, which is totally awesome to be a VJ and do a crowd that big. And her technique is unique. Her style is unique. She's from South Florida. She grew up in the 90s, a club kid like myself. And joining me on the show is Cyber Pixie.
Hello. Thank you so much, Jonah, for inviting me to be on your program.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for beaming source of light within the internet realm. That's much needed. I wanted to share with you a little bit where I've been. I'm fresh off a tour called Day Glow. I just played 13 cities nationwide in about
awesome.
2.5 months' time. So I've been sharing and radiating loads of energy with thousands of partygoers. It's been pretty intense. Most of these shows have been sold out, and it's a paint party where we paint everybody.
Awesome.
I also just came back from visiting COSM, Alex Gray Sanctuary in upstate New York, and it was so incredible. I'm still carrying strong vibes from being surrounded by visionary art and sculptures. If anybody gets a chance to go up there, they should definitely look it up and visit COSM. Tonight I'm going to be playing with Infected Mushroom, another really intense party where a lot of people gather. And tomorrow I'm going to be performing live visuals alongside the Miami Beach New World Symphony, which is a 30-piece live orchestra. And I'm going to have a 360-degree canvas to play on with a sit-down audience. So I will definitely try to induce some kind of spiritual awareness there.
Awesome. Yeah, that's with Michael Buran, I believe. So that's going to be an awesome show. Really, really cool. And talking about the Day Glow tour, where did that exactly come up from? I know you're going to continue that. Where did that theme come up from?
Well, they're based out of Florida, and they've been doing this for the last couple of years. And right now we have another show coming up in July 3rd, and then the new season, the new tour, will kick up again in August. So we're going to be hitting the same cities and even more so.
Okay, got you. So you got your second tour coming up in August. Awesome. Okay, great.
Yeah.
Now, just to talk about, like, growing up in South Florida. Tell us about like how your childhood was. How was it like growing up, spiritual, not spiritual?
Wow. Well, where do I start with that? Well, definitely the mid-90s had a lot of change and growth here with the electronic music scene. I was very fortunate to go to a lot of the underground raves that started in the mid-90s, and there were a lot of people that were definitely tapped in and had a lot of conscious background and upbringing, and with a lot of chemicals and chemistry involved, that definitely did bring a spin into many realities, and with music and visuals, that's where it really all started for me.
Absolutely. So, growing up as like a teen, were you into spirituality, or did you practice a religion, or how were you growing up as a teen, as a kid?
Well, ever since I was little, I had a lot of open knowledge, a lot of open books around me. My mom was the head of the Theosophical Society of the Florida Federation in the mid-90s, so I grew up with a lot of books like Ram Dass, Timothy Leary, just so many spiritual books about theosophy, reincarnation, philosophy, that even before, you know, I even did any kind of psychedelics or any kind of mind-altering tools, I definitely was tapping into all this kind of consciousness. You know, books bring in so much energy. And, that and plus mega events and electronic music events, just everything intertwined and just exploded, definitely.
Yeah, that's what's up. And talking about the mid-90s, because we've talked about this when we talked on the phone and Skype, like talking about like Zen, for instance, that was, I believe, first time us or many of us received, you know, transmissions or tapped into those certain consciousness of energies, and it was under the influence of those certain drugs at the time that allowed us to do that. And then, of course, you can't tell anybody about it. Why? Because you're on 5-FU acid and you're crazy if you talk about anything, because you don't really know what you experience. Until I, later on in life, experienced it where I wasn't under the influence of drugs and alcohol. And then I really got what I was experiencing all along on the drugs. It was just tapping into that higher state of consciousness. And I believe a lot of us were activated or got these messages very on in the 90s in the rave.
Right. It definitely did create a lot of change.
I definitely
a lot of awareness. And, you know, when we're all united as one dancing in the dance floor, it just definitely exploded, and we're all like these little tiny particles, and then just all came together.
That's it.
Massive things that, going on.
That's it. It's like we're bringing back the old school. Bringing back the old school. Oh, yeah. That's it. You know it. That's what we do. We're bringing back the old school in modern terms. And that's what we do, man. We're bringing back the light that I believe we received, you know, 15, 20 years ago, because now is our time, and I see our generation is the doers and the movers and shakers now. So it's so important, the work you do, and I want to go into a little bit more into that, talking about holding light and you know, at some of these events and holding frequencies. Explain more about how does that drain you, holding all that light? Well, I mean, how does that affect you personally?
Well, I just explode with it. You know, let me explain to you that I feel that we all can create change, and I feel strongly that everyone, you know, we can reach everyone through sight and sound, through music and visuals. I've been visualizing change since I first picked up my visual tools, mixers, DVJs, since 2003. And during my VJ sets, I implement visual awareness, that is, visuals that bring forth environmental, ecological, and transcendental awareness, you know, ultimately to help enlighten consciousness through waves of intentions that I have within, through color therapy and positive imagery. So I'm there to definitely bring forth conscious rising. And the more I give, the more I feel and connect with the crowd. So it's an interactive thing that's just constant, you know, through sound and the visuals and the people. And so I'm just really happy to be able to be a tool and express, you know, what comes through.
Awesome. So you're basically all these traveling and all the energies you're experiencing is really just giving you more energy. So you're sort of like me. You're not getting drained out by you know, putting out more light and love and doing more shows and you know, doing what you do. It's actually giving you more synergy, more energy to work.
Exactly. It's sort of like a good engine, you know, and it just keeps going, and the more it goes, it just keeps recharging.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what I try to tell to some of my friends is the more you trust with spirit and the path, spirit will always carry you along whatever you need to be carried along your mission, but you need to break away from the normal constraints of society to start that path. And that's
exactly.
Probably the hardest.
Things just
that's,
open up, and then it's just like
yeah.
a road, just cruising.
And that's what's so important about the work you do and about the work I do is just even if someone doesn't get what a starseed means or whatever, it doesn't matter. It's in their head, and when it comes up at the right time, it's a seed. And that's what we're all doing is planting these seeds for others when they hear it to get activated and go on their own journey for their own truth. And that's what we do. So it's very important, the work you do. What do you see as another way, like VJs like yourself could spread more awareness with not so much the club or music scene, but say more the community scene? What can you do more for the community?
If they're VJs, visual artists, it will be through visual imagery. So if they can project on buildings, if they can project, do some kind of work through schools or wherever it is that they can project, it's just gather people and just try to show them teachings through visual imagery. So it's just try to keep positive and try to hold a good intention through your work, and then that'll show, definitely. And, of course, team up with the right kind of musicians and DJs and music artists that can, you can create this kind of bond and express, strongly through AV shows.
Yeah, that would be a good course in school, would be a visual, that's the stuff that gets us creative in thinking, is creatively, like what you do in expressing yourself. And unfortunately, a lot of music and creativeness has been taken out of the schools, but stuff like that is definitely needed. And talking about freedoms, and I talked about this at the beginning of the show, and this is something that has come up in just my own life the last couple of weeks. I've been hearing a lot about protests and people getting arrested, and I watch this video of people just dancing at Thomas Jefferson, the Jefferson Memorial,
yeah,
and they got arrested for it.
In Washington, D.C., that is just so sad. It's so confusing. What is that all about? That's just
I don't
so
know.
Wrong.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't understand how that happens.
In the Constitution, that we have the rights to peacefully assemble, and people are getting arrested for dancing in a public memorial. I mean, for celebrating life just for dancing, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, and you had a similar incident, correct, recently down in Miami?
Yes, the last full moon, I was in the Miami Beach. We were at a full moon drum circle, and this happens almost every month. And we had cops coming, which is normal. They usually come, and they ask us to, stop drumming, stop being happy, just everybody leave, the beach at a certain time, which is usually by midnight. But they came half an hour earlier this time, and they ended up arresting somebody that just happened to be talking to me, that was just standing up and just speaking what all of us had in mind, saying, why can't we just, stay here quietly? What's wrong? Why can't we just be on the beach? And yeah, it just got to the point that they arrested him just for talking
wow.
back. It was just so wrong.
Wow. So basically 80 people are sitting on the beach. The cops come early for no reason to break it up. And someone says, what are you guys doing here? Are we too loud? What do we do wrong? And basically hands
exactly.
behind your back, and they arrested him. So
and they arrested him as an example, I guess. Yeah. So then that's where I'm thinking, we're what's going on with our rights, the rights to peacefully assemble. It's our First Amendment. And, here we are, and it's just happening more and more every day around the world. Authorities are, we're being threatened by authorities every day.
Yeah. And that's part of the change we bring, Pixie, is that when the masses get it of what really is going on around them, they're just going to stop using the system like the Egyptians did. They're still living, and they're still eating every day. They just stopped using the system. The government's down. They're trying a new way. Everything is still working there. Not everything, but they're still functioning as a society in Egypt. Not everyone's dying because the government's out. That's what people need. People
right.
are too dependent on the government, and more than 50% of people living in the United States are now receiving checks from the government. So those 51% of the people are probably not going to even say anything bad about the government because they're getting paid from them every month. It's really heartbreaking, man, because I wasn't even aware myself of how bad it really is, until I started reading these articles and seeing some YouTube videos within the last week. But our freedoms are really pretty much gone if you can't.
Right now.
Yeah, absolutely. You can't dance in Thomas Jefferson. I mean, that's
yeah,
some really, really heavy.
Yeah, you can't gather at the beach. You can't. bang on some drums in a circle. What's going on?
Yeah, and they're pushing, you know, bills through now to you can't – they don't want to make organic food illegal. You can't grow your own food. Capturing rainwater is already illegal in several states.
Right. I mean,
that's crazy.
Absurd.
That's crazy. It's crazy to us, but the normal people are just very, you know, 3D, and that's normal to them. So it's very important for the work we do to drop those seeds and spread truth and light. And that's what we do.
Exactly. And try to reach a point of sustainability and try to get this going, which is something that's been in people's minds for the last 30, 40, or who knows, so on years, just going back to basics. Growing our own foods and helping each other and living from Mother Earth and just, yeah.
And that's it. It's like what I see around here is everyone's spinning their wheels. I said that before. None of these new technologies are getting implemented in any system because it's all about making money. So it's the people, the community has to get together and build a self-sustainable community. The community together has to get off the financial system that we've been led onto, misled onto, I should say. You know, the IRS and the those are just corporations here, and we're led to believe they're government things and we need them, and it's not. Now, talking about being awakened, what is your definition? Say, if you're talking about your friend and you're like, yeah, that friend, you know, whatever, X is, he's awakened. What do you consider someone to be awakened? Like, what's your definition?
Enlightened as well. You know, I feel like that's a similar word, enlightened, awakened. It would be definitely a spiritual person that's very peaceful and just cares about everyone else, almost before themselves or just as equally as they care about themselves. So it's all about sharing, giving, and loving as much as you can, you know, just like, you know, babies and little kids, you know, they just have no hang-ups or issues with anybody. Mm. They'll just, you know, go innocently and lovingly to anybody and everybody. That's the way we should be.
That's exactly it. It's living from the heart, and that's what was introduced to society and everything hundreds of years ago is all this thinking. Think of this and rationalize and think. Well,
right.
They left the feeling out, man. It's about living from the heart.
Unlearn all that stuff.
That's right. And that's why it's so harder for the other generations to unplug right now during these changes, and why it's so important for us to be in touch with everybody and drop these seeds because they're growing now. And I just saw this recently on Facebook about Tiesto's thing with the glow sticks. What's up with that?
Yes, did you read that? It actually came out in the newspaper. I know he's and you know I'm saying this is ridiculous. Who's paying the bills here? You know, people, the party goers. Let them play with glow sticks. Let them bring glow toys, whatever. Who cares? They're coming to enjoy the party. It's ridiculous. What was he doing 20 years ago? Probably playing with glow sticks himself.
Playing with glow sticks. Absolutely.
And
yeah,
guess what?
Yeah.
August 2nd, I'm going to be playing with him. So guess what I'll be putting on the visuals? I'll
glow
make sure
sticks.
To drop a lot of glow sticks up there. It's going to be funny.
That's what's up. Yeah, that's going to be an awesome gig. And, yeah, definitely looking forward to have you involved at Zen. You got your own theme camp set up, and that's we'll have you back on the show, of course,
yeah,
once or twice.
Yeah, so looking
that
forward
anyways.
To it. That's going to be so exciting.
Yeah, that's what's up, and we got some other future things we'll work on, and we got lots of good stuff going on. So all the listeners out there, there's plenty of love and light to tap into. VJ Cyberpixie yourself is dropping it internationally.
And remember that change comes within, so definitely start creating change within your community and within your circle of friends, and just start, you know, start small, but it'll grow. It'll keep growing, so just hold your intentions tight.
That's it. It's all about the intentions, and that's just something I recently learned about a month ago. And it's very, very powerful because since I started implementing that, my life has definitely – the synchronicities have increased tenfold by far.
Exactly.
So,
we're magnetic
important
beings,
stuff.
So every
and also, what's your website address, Pixie?
Cyberpixie.com, PSYBERPIXIE.com.
Awesome. And do you have any other SoundCloud or any other places people can get information or tracks from you?
That will be the place. That will be the portal.
Gotcha.
World.
So all links
yeah.
and everything for there to check out all your upcoming events, all previous events and stuff you've done. And that's a one-stop shop. So cyberpixie.com. And any last closing things to say?
Love everybody as yourself and keep dancing.
That's it. Keep dancing. And if you are around in D.C. tomorrow, they are having a Thomas Jefferson dance-off party. So grab your iPod and head down to D.C. because they're doing it again this Saturday. Those are our people.
So go
support them. Yeah, they're doing it again, man. That's what's up. So go support them. Go dance. You know, dance for life. That's what's up. And Cyber Pixie, awesome. Thank you so much for coming on the show. I will speak to you soon.
Thank you for your time.
And awesome. And this next track is Global DJs. I'll be right back after this.
Global DJs. Paris, London, LA, Chicago, Tokyo, Baghdad, New York. Here the global DJs. Moscow, Memphis, Cape Town, Dallas, Amsterdam, Boston, Berlin, San Francisco.
If you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wait.
You're tuned to listen to Starseed Energy Radio. That was Cyber Pixie joining us live on the air. And that was an awesome, awesome interview. Thank you so much again, Cyber Pixie. And I'll talk to you soon. Okay, so getting right into it. Gonna wrap up in a few minutes. So I'm going to talk pretty quickly. I know I usually talk quickly as it is, but it's only because we're constrained for time. So 32 reasons that you know the planet is being transformed into a futuristic Big Brother grid. Okay, well, the first reason is the days of the free and open internet are slowly coming to an end. That is stuff we've been talking about for a long time. We just talked about on the show, which is the IP address and that stuff pushing it through. The second thing, internet censorship in China is the largest nation on earth. It is brutal, meaning that you can't even Google the word freedom in China. Google has blocked the word freedom in China. So it's not just censorship here in the U.S., but an entire world censorship starting in China, which is the largest country. You can't even Google words and stuff like that. Number three, starting next year, all new cell phones will be required to contain a chip that will allow the president to broadcast emergency alerts. The government will allow it to be text us all. They're allowed to text us whatever they want at any time they want, as well as track our phones and everything else they want to do starting next year. Number four, the U.K. has more surveillance systems and more cameras per citizen than anywhere else in the world. In fact, according to one estimate, there are 4.8 million video cameras constantly watching every move citizens make. Number five, a certified TSA official was brought into overseas student searches at the Santa Fe High School prom last week. Not cool. TSA is at our proms, high schools now, and they're being hired to be implemented into our normal, communities. Not cool whatsoever. Number six, the U.S. Department of Agriculture is spending huge amounts of money to install surveillance cameras in the cafeterias of public schools so that government control freaks can closely monitor what our children are eating. True story. Check out Infowars.com. Number seven, the EU is spending hundreds of millions of euros on propaganda campaigns in order to convince its citizens and Europe that the EU is good. Well, we know the EU is not good. They impose draconian austerity measures, same thing as IMF. They pretty much all work together anyways. It's really a multifaceted one-head system, which is basically the reptilians running the Bilderbergs, Rothschilds, running the global elites, running the banks of the world. So number eight, today the FBI surveillance teams regularly employ wireless GPS tracking systems to monitor peaceful activists. Well, we just talked about in the show as well tonight at D.C., going to D.C. to dance and being a peaceful activist. Well, you're now being arrested for that. Number nine, according to FBI Director Robert Mueller, homegrown terrorists represent a big threat to American national security as Al-Qaeda does. That's the fear. That's the fear. Homegrown terrorists. Ooh, now we ever got to be afraid of homegrown terrorists. That's the fear. Number 10, federal Viper teams. We talked about those in New York City and other cities. The Viper teams are setting up different roadblocks and international checkpoints, and they just say it's for this and that. But they're Viper teams. Be aware of them. I've seen them in the city. Number 11, thousands of dysfunctional families in the UK are being subject to intensive 24-hour surveillance to make sure that their children attend school, go to bed on time, and eat proper meals. I would repeat that one because that's a good one, but we're short on time. Number 12, U.S. Senator Chuck Schumer says that Amtrak should have a no-ride list, similar to the no-fly list. Not cool. Number 13, UK authorities are now admitting that every phone call, text message, email, and website visit made by private citizens will be stored for 1 year and will be available for monitoring by the government agencies. Super cool, not. Number 14, the amount of cell phone surveillance that goes on is absolutely staggering. For example, one German politician named Malte Spitz recently went to a court, Deutsche Telekom, and got a court order to go to Telekom to see how many times they're tracking his phone. Within a six-month period, he found out 35,000 times. They record the longitude and latitude coordinates of his cell phone. So they're tracking our phones and storing the information. Why are they doing it? I don't know. Should they? They should not. Number 15, DARPA. They've now allowed video surveillance and technology into many public services, libraries, or anywhere really. Basically, following people around. There's no public areas anymore. It's the public needs to be filmed. That's the whole thing with DARPA. DARPA's created a technology that can index and analyze video in real time, marking the end of anonymity in public spaces. Anonymity in public spaces. Basically, their system they developed can film and track emotion every time someone walks or talks anywhere in the cities. So they'll be videotaping. I think there was a movie about that with Denzel Washington too, not too long ago. But yeah, that's real stuff. Number 16, in the UK, it is now illegal to photograph the police for any reason whatsoever. Number 17, police in the UK have purchased software that will enable them to easily follow the digital footprints of virtually everyone. And it goes into the software. We talked about this with iPhone and also the Androids. They're already doing it. Number 18, in Tacoma, Washington, a seventh grade student was recently questioned by the Secret Service about a message that he posted on Facebook. So be very, very careful, people. Be careful what you post on Facebook and Twitter. Don't post anything about spooky aliens and about your government, because your government might come knocking at your door. So be careful. Number 19, according to the ACLU, state police in Michigan are using extraction devices to download data from their cell phones of motorists that they pull over. This is taking place even if those pulled over are not accused of doing anything wrong. Imagine that. Number 20, last year one shocking poll found that 51% of Americans agree with this statement. It is necessary to give up some civil liberties in order to make the country safe from terrorism. No, that is not it. No, 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 no. You don't give up civil liberties for a quote-unquote fake fear of terrorism that the government has created in the last 10 years since 9/11. It's not how it works. Number 21, the MPAA and RIAA have submitted their master plan for enforcing copyrights to the new Office of Intellectual Perpetual Enforcement, and it includes installing spyware on everyone's computers that would detect and delete any infringed materials. So basically, a new corporation that was nominated by the government is now putting tracking devices to track everything in and out of your computer that you're doing. Not cool. Number 22, the UK's new internet law includes a three strikes rule that allows your entire family to be cut off from the internet if anyone who lives in your house is accused of copyright infringement with proof or evidence or trial. Without proof. So right now you got a three strikes, you're out, like we have here in the US, three strikes, you're out with the police system, with the jail system, three strikes. Well, now they got three strikes, you're out the internet. Number 23, would you have like to have your face scanned and your ID recorded every time you attend a public place? Well, the San Francisco Entertainment Commission is actually proposing a new rule, which would require all venues with an occupant of over 100 people to record the faces of all patrons and employees that scan their IDs for storage in a database, which they must hand over to law enforcement on request. Right. Number 25, today the U.S. government and governments all over the industrialized world have become so obsessed with reducing carbon emissions that now they even tell us what kinds of light bulbs we're allowed to buy. They want to put a carbon tax on carbon. Don't we breathe carbon? I thought we breathed carbon. Yeah, I think we do. Okay. Number 25, the Obama administration is developing a universal internet ID program that would watch, track, monitor, and potentially control your activity on the internet. These trusted identities are being touted in a way to increase safety and security on the internet. We just talked about this on the show. Not cool. Number 26, as I've written about previously, the internet kill switch is rapidly becoming one of the favorite new tools of our government, and that can happen at any time. Number 27, a shocking document released by WikiLeaks provides that high-level U.S. government officials have been pushing for North American integration. According to the document, some of the goals of this integration would be to turn North America into an economic zone similar to the EU, to have one common currency for the entire continent, and to have one common security perimeter for the entire continent. We've already talked about this. We have taken over Canada legally. We've taken over. Their troops could be here. Our troops could be there. Same thing's happened with Mexico. Number 28, one of the most liberty-killing pieces of legislation in recent years was the Patriot Act. Talked about it last week. President Obama just extended it with his auto pen sign from his hotel in France. Thank you, Obama, for extending that. Really cool. It's too bad you couldn't be there as our president to sign it in person, but we understand you're just way too cool and busy to come to Washington, D.C. to sign the Patriot Act, God forbid. Anyways, number 29, if you display the wrong political message on your car, you may find law enforcement officials cracking down on you. Yeah, go figure out that one. Number 30, brutal crowd control, as in D.C. last weekend, and I'm sure we'll see it in D.C. tomorrow. Brutal crowd control, cracking down on free of speech and freedom to assembly. Number 31, the U.S. government is gathering more information on all of us than ever before. According to a recent article in the Baltimore Sun, every 6 hours, the volume of information that the NSA gathers is equivalent to the entire Library of Congress. Nobody is anonymous anymore. Hello? No one's anonymous. Wake up. Number 32. If you think things are bad now, just wait until you see the global authorities have planned for us in the future. And what I'm talking about with this is something I had seen recently. Planned Opopolis, that's right. A global food council is being implemented. And we're going to get calorie cards. Yay! They get to control how many calories we put and what calories get to be put on the card. So they're going to control the way we eat. Yay! Well, that's coming soon. The entire globe is moving in that direction of totalitarianism. So check out Planned-Opopolis. Google that. You need to be aware of it. There's an actual panel that has implementing this. Not cool. So those are the top 32 reasons to show that the world is heading towards a total police state. And that wraps it up. I know we're almost out of time. So again, that was an awesome interview with Cyber Pixie. And next week on the show, I have August coming on. He's working with the Paradigm. It's going to be an awesome, awesome interview. So definitely tune into that. August Worley, inventor of the Paradigm. And June 17th, do not miss this show. Anyone in any type of pain, anyone you know, have them call in. instantly deleted live off the air. That's John Lucas from BeyondHealingJohnLucas.com. And on June 14th, I got Michael Elgin, or Elgin, I can't say his last name, PrepareForTheLandings.com. Sorry, Michael, I always get it wrong. Anyways, VortexNetworkAirways.com and UFOWest.com as well, and also ChannelForTheMasters.com. That's going to be an awesome show as well, and I have Star Child Project coming on at the end of the month as well. So with that being said, thank you, Star Fam, for the light and love and the support. And with that, I will play your last track, Seven Nation Army. Oh,